This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by the bus driver for the Lansing Lugnuts, Mark Leeper. Mark, first, we're back in Wisconsin. Any trips for the Lugnuts to the state of Wisconsin that you remember that stand out in your mind?
Well, I tell you, probably my favorite trip was the first time we were out here. We went to play a game, and it snowed like crazy, so we were snowed out. So while we were at the hotel, we had a lot of, you know, the Latin players on the bus had never really seen snow before. So the other players are out, you know, we're all showing them how to make snow angels out at the hotel. And what was crazy was the snowball fight that broke out. And what was so crazy about it is it's position players against pitchers. And you're not going to win against a pitcher that throws 90 miles an hour and they've got dead eyes. So it's like, oh my gosh, talk about hurt. I'm hiding in the bus and I just hear the snowballs hitting the bus like crazy. It was just one of my favorite times, just showing the boys the snow that they'd never experienced before.
That was a favorite road trip. Was there a road trip that was a least favorite road trip and it had nothing to do with the baseball?
Well, least favorite, I would have to say, and it is tied into the baseball a little bit, but when we were in Bowling Green and back up in South Bend when it was 115 degrees in Bowling Green, and it's like you couldn't sit in the stands without just being wringing wet, and the players on the field, but the bus was just, no matter how high you had the air on, it was still warm. I mean, it was just ungodly hot. It was just crazy. And then going back up to South Bend, it was 105, and they're playing on artificial surface, and it was crazy.
What's the wildest weather you've had to drive through?
Oh, last year, almost a year ago, we were on a trip to Bowling Green. We were in Muncie, Indiana, going on I-65, almost to Indianapolis. And we had blue skies to the left of the highway and pitch black skies to the right. And all of a sudden I noticed, and I talked to, I was talking to Cesar and Donnie, our hitting coach. And I said, look at those white clouds coming along the bottom edge of the trees to our right. And all of a sudden those clouds got over by the highway and started to spin. And it was about, maybe 200 yards in front of it, started to spin into a circle and turn into a tornado and came right across the highway, and we drove through it and shook the bus. And our second bus had no equipment and things on it behind it, so it really shook that bus. And so come to find out later, that tornado had gone 12 miles, had damaged some farms, some barns and some windows and some trees. And so we literally drove through the beginning of a tornado. It was wild. After we drove through that, it turned to just the heaviest, hardest hailstorm I'd ever driven through. And I thought the window was going to break on the bus. And this all happened within 2 minutes. And then right after that, it just started pouring so hard we couldn't see. And then finally we drove right out of it. And like I said, this all happened in like a 2 minute period. So it was just like, wow. So that was the craziest.
Have you ever had any close calls with wildlife?
Close calls with wildlife. I've only had one where a deer run across in front of when I was driving. We were coming back 69 when I was driving the boys. But I actually, in the last 6 months, I've actually had a turkey fly into my windshield right above my steering wheel, crack the window in three places. And it just looked like a giant basketball coming at you and just wham. And then a month later, I'm driving on 131 through Grand Rapids, and a geese hit the right side of my windshield and bounced off. And I hit him hard and bounced off. And when I went back by 15 minutes later, there was no goose. So he must have just slid off and kept going. I don't know where he went, but apparently I didn't. He lived, so that's probably my scariest.
This is all in the travel. Then you arrive at the ballpark with the players. Everybody gets out. They play the game. You enjoy it. Is there a game that stands out to you for something strange that occurred?
I would probably say the time the skunk came out in the outfield. I know you remember that one, Jesse. One time we had ducks landing in the outfield and just standing out there. But this skunk, I'm trying to remember what ballpark
Dayton,
we were
Ohio.
At. Dayton, you're right. Dayton, Ohio. The skunk comes out, wanders around the field. Everybody's like, oh, my gosh, the outfielders are trying to figure out what to do. And I guess Mama Skunk actually had babies out behind the dumpster, behind the center field fence. So eventually they got her, they scared her with their nets they use for their games or whatever, and got her out the back gate of the fence. That was great. That was a lot of fun.
We've also had to deal with a lot of different Lansing Lugnuts personalities, coaches, players. Who are people who stand out to you?
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorites was Justin Jackson, who would pick up the microphone when the coaches weren't on the bus, and he'd rap and everything else, and we'd have a lot of fun. And I also like it, like, when we're going to workout and stuff, I put on music, and if I got some good Latin music going, the whole back of the bus is singing. But one of my favorites, I'd have to say, was we were driving. Actually, we were going from Cleveland, Ohio, to back down to Bowling Green. And it was the middle of the night. The boys had just watched Scarface with Al Pacino. And they voted and picked the movie Lion King. So they're watching Lion King. And half the bus sang every song in the Lion King movie. I know you remember that, Jesse. That was great. That was just absolutely great. And then it dawned on me, there's Scarface in both movies. So, yeah. You know, it's like, hey, there's Scarface in both movies. But that was just awesome because, you know, I mean, even the Latin boys, players were singing in Spanish and the others in English. So it was great. It was awesome.
Mark, with all the years that you've been driving the Lugnuts, how have you seen things change?
I've seen, you know, the boys really haven't changed. I call them the boys because I'm an old guy now. But I don't think the dream hasn't changed. But there's been, you know, I've noticed through the years, like all of a sudden we had a team that had a bunch of players 6'5", 6'4", 6'6", you know, and then all of a sudden, like this year, we have maybe one 6'6" player or something, 1'4". All the rest are 6 foot tall, give or take 1 inch, you know. And it's like, you know, I heard they were actually, that's what they were looking for. So it's like, all of a sudden the whole team is the same size, you know. But I haven't noticed, I've noticed there's more of an emphasis on hitting the ball out of the ballpark. And, you know, it's like, every time a player comes up, I'm like crossing my fingers that they're going to hit it out of the ballpark instead of just getting on base. So I've kind of noticed that in my feeling of the game, you know. So,
Mark Leeper, bus driver for the Lansing Lugnuts, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. This is the greatest thing I've ever done. This is so fantastic. And when we were in West Michigan last weekend, I said, when the boys got on the bus before the coaching staff, I said, guys, I said, you are the best group together that I have seen in a long time. I said, every one of you can hit, every one of you can pitch. You guys are just great friends together, and I'm enjoying this year more than ever.
And you're part of this.
Thank you very much.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.